Good morning, it's Sunday the 17th of July, the day after our trip to Knit Nation. Apologies if I sound a little croaky. It comes from chatting and laughing way too much yesterday. We had such a nice time. I recorded plenty of audio for the podcast and I listened to it last night and it sounds great. So there will be a full podcast coming your way next week. However, in the meantime, I thought I'd do a quick audio boo to catalogue everything I purchased at Knit Nation because it's fabulous. So I suppose my biggest yarn purchase, not cost-wise, but in terms of number of skeins, was several skeins of Knit Picks Gloss, which is a fabulous yarn, 70% merino wool, 30% silk, and it's really good value. It was £5 a skein, and I've got a project in mind for this particular yarn, so I purchased two skeins in teal. Actually, that's the I don't have a project for the teal yarn, but for the other skeins I do. I purchased two skeins for this project in grey, and then four skeins in a kind of heathery purple burgundy type colour. So that was 8 skeins in total, two of which aren't assigned to a project, but the rest of them are. So that was my biggest yarn purchase, although I made a bigger yarn purchase in terms of cost. I got some beloved Wool Miser, very exciting. I got a skein called Campari Piccolo, which is an amazing orange colour. I'm going to start trying to wear a bit more orange. It's a cool colour. And then I got another skein called Blue Suzanne, which is a variegated skein with blues, greens, a little bit of pink, and a kind of purpley shade in it. Absolutely stunning colour. So I'm really excited about those two. I also purchased a Knit Nation bag and mug, because you have to. You don't have to, of course, but I wanted a little memento. One of my best purchases that wasn't yarn was actually a bag. You hang it off your wrist and you can put your ball of yarn in there and it makes knitting a little bit more portable, and it's handmade, it's absolutely beautiful. It's got owls all over it. But that was a really good purchase, and I was knitting with that in the evening for the bingo, and really, really pleased with that purchase. So I'll make sure all of this is photographed on the blog at some point, but yeah, definitely a good thing to have. I think it's called a wristy, that's what they call it. And finally, I purchased an alpaca pom-pom. I'm not going to say too much about the pom-pom, because when you listen to the podcast audio, you'll know all about that. I think that's it. I may have missed something out. I seem to have acquired a whole heap of project bags, which is brilliant, because they're always useful. And the other thing I should mention is I received a swap gift. So my swap gift came from Maxine, aka Knit I Am. And the swap was organised through the Knit Love Club Sock Yarn Club. And I was a bit blown away, really. I mean, she was so generous with the gift. Rather than document everything that she gave me on this audio boo, I will do a separate blog post with photographs, because she was so kind and made me also a beautiful knitted, I think it was knitted with some crochet, necklace. So, you know, I was spoiled rotten. But to sum up, we had an amazing day yesterday. We concluded that knitters are just such lovely people, because although the shopping was amazing, I would say the main highlight was meeting such nice people. And also, I must say that bingo was absolutely hilarious, but more of that in the podcast. So it's Sunday today and I'm flying back late this evening, so there won't be anything happening tonight. But Monday, I'll start drafting some blog posts and going through the audio that I recorded from the weekend and getting the photos online and things like this. So please keep an eye out. Thanks for listening.